With KEDM News, I'm Bob Lennox. Louisiana Public Service Commissioner Foster Campbell says he plans to launch an investigation to see if damage from Monday's tornado could have been prevented. Campbell says he intends for the commission to have a closer look as to whether or not more damage could have been caused by an aging Entergy infrastructure. Todd Bordelon, Entergy's North Louisiana senior manager, says the company's infrastructure was strong enough to handle Monday's storm. He says he understands that sometimes a leaning pole doesn't aesthetically look the best, but it's still able to perform its job. As Texas has two confirmed Ebola patients, KEDM's Ashley Lyons looks at the question as to whether hospitals here are prepared to care for an individual with the disease.
A second Dallas hospital worker has tested positive for Ebola. Both workers contracted the virus while providing care to Thomas Duncan, who died from the disease a week ago today. So are Louisiana hospitals prepared to handle an Ebola patient? Louisiana Hospital Association Vice President Ken Alexander believes so, thanks to daily guidance provided by the CDC.
They'll take their experiences and their additions, deletions, changes in their protocols and procedures, and are doing, a very effective job of getting those out.
National Nurses United is concerned about the new case and questions whether nurses have been adequately trained and have the protective gear to take care of Ebola patients. Alexander says what has happened in Texas is providing learning moments for the healthcare industry.
Texas Presbyterian has been very forthright as far as sharing the information that's coming out as far as what processes may or may not have been followed to the T.
Alexander says he's confident the healthcare industry in Louisiana is doing everything it can to properly prepare for Ebola cases in the state. I'm Ashley Lyons, KEDM News.
The KEDM weather forecast, mostly sunny skies the remainder of the afternoon with a high in the low 80s. Clear skies this evening, the low in the mid-50s.